touched upon it, but I really want to delve into it this week because it's a Yesedis Dikasugya. So as we mentioned, the Gemara Nedarim, the Sugya, introduces one of the Chilukim that we've been discussing from really Daf Beis and Mabeis, one of the fundamental distinctions between a Shvu and a Neder, as the Gemara even darshins from the Psukim, that Nedarim have the ability to be Chal on Chetzei Shemayim, but Shvua doesn't. And the Rishonim explain on Amud Beis that by a neder you're asering the chayfetz, so I'm not really uprooting and I'm not really confronting directly the mitzvah per se. Whereas when it comes to the shvuah, I'm uprooting and I'm confronting the obligation of the mitzvah. So therefore, it's problematic. When it comes to the neder, yeah, you might have a situation where you're not going to be able to perform the mitzvah because, you know, ein machilum the adam davar ha'aser lo, but that wasn't what the neder actually did. The neder wasn't uprooting the mitzvah; it was just an outcome of the neder. So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara suggests. So one of the Yesedis Dikakashas in our sugya, which is raised by the Rashba, but it's also raised by the Sefer Achinuch. They have the same exact shakla v'tarya. So the Rashba says, so again, Nedarim are chal al dvar mitzvah. But, ask the Rashba, but why don't you say that you should still do the mitzvah? Because, esse doicha, we should apply the universal principle of esse doicha loisaseh. That the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, let's say, should now override the iser of the loisaseh of bal yachal dvar. Good? That's the Rashba's kasha. Emphat the Rashba says, no, because by Nidarim, there's a concept of a lois asei ve'esei, ve'ein asei doicha lois asei ve'esei. Okay? Ve'ein asei doicha lois asei ve'esei. It's the, ve'ein asei doicha, could we mute it?
I can mute this?
Doesn't that mute us?
It means us. No.
Well, who can you? Who is it? Oh, it's Aaron.
You can text it.
Okay. So if you, and I said the chalisa seves. That's the Rashba's answer. Good. Fine. So the number one issue that I mentioned quickly is that the Mishnah Melech already raises that the Gemara in Yevamos talks about a situation where you have a Nazir Mitzayra, combination of a Nazir Mitzayra, and he has to perform the mitzvah of Teglachas, of getting a haircut. And the Gemara says, but that's going to violate an Isser. And the Gemara says, you could do it because of Esei Dech Lois Esei. The Gemara asks, it's a Lois Esei Ve'esei, because every Nazir has the Lois Esei Ve'esei. Kadosh Yia is also an Esei. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it's Yeshno B'She'elah. So this type of Lois Esei Ve'esei, we don't apply the principle of Ein Esei Dech Lois Esei Ve'esei. So Frek the Mishnah Malach against the Rashba, against the Sefer Achinuch, their whole yisod in the Gemara over here seems to counter the Gemara in Yevamos, that by this type of principle, by a yeshna b'sheila, which the neder is also yeshna b'sheila, you do say esei doicha lois esei ve'esei. So that's question number one that the Achronim raise on the Rashba and the Sefer Achinuch. Yeah, Adam.
Do you have any yasei of neder?
Kechol ayotze mipiv yasei. So so there are different approaches how to deal with that kasha. That's a fundamental question. Happens to be honest, the Rashba and Shuvis, it deals with this question. And the Rashba says that Gemara was a Tchiya Ba'alma. And the Rashba holds, fundamentally, we don't pass him like that. And he holds that even if it's a Lois Seva Esei Sheyeshno B'She'ela, you still apply the principle of Ein Asei Dech Lois Seva Esei.
What's Tchiya Ba'alma mean?
means it's when the Gemara sometimes gives an answer, and it was just giving you a temporary answer. It was pushing you off. Tchiyah ba'alma, I was being dochi. But the Gemara didn't mean to pask, and then therefore the Rashba can apply that principle still in our sugya. The Avne Meluim has a fascinating mahalach. If you remember, from all the way back when we were learning the sugyas in Naziris, we had a chakira and a major machlekes achronim, the Ma'ari Ben Lev and the Ma'arit, of what the nature of Naziris is. Is the Naziris that I'm being makabel these yisurim on myself, or is the Naziris that I'm makabel the status of Nazir, and the Kedushas HaNazir now has certain, translates into certain hanhagas. So Memele Zokta Avne Meluim, he says, it's interesting, the Rambam doesn't, that's another kasha that you have, the sugya in Yavamas Dafei. The Rambam doesn't quote that reason. The Rambam says that the reason why we allow him to get the haircut is not because of its yeshno b'she'ela, but because once he becomes a mitzayra, so then mele he doesn't have the essay anymore of kodesh yeah. His like kedusha a little bit was decreased, and he doesn't have this. He has the lois essay, but he doesn't have the essay anymore. So the Avne Meluim asks, why did the Rambam quote that gemara? So the Avne Meluim says he thinks that there's a running machlekes hasugyas, whether or not the din of Nazir is considered, the Isurim of Nazir is considered Yeshno B'She'ila. What should that depend on? It should depend on the following. If you hold that the person, the Nazir, was Mekabel on himself, all the different Isurim, so Mela, you're right. So he has the ability to uproot those Isurim. So Mela, those are weaker Isurim, the Lav Nezi. But if you hold what? It's really he was Mekabel on himself, what? The Tayer Nazir, the Kedusha of a Nazir. And then Mamela, there are bona fide Isurim. So the actual Isurim, says the Avne Meluim, it's not so simple that you could say that that's weaker to call that Yeshno B'She'ela. So Mamela, the whole Gemara might not necessarily be true, depending on how you analyze the status of an Aziris. So Mamela, it's not said, the whole Kasha might be a machlekes hasugyas and a different analysis of how you approach the concept and the isurim of nazir. So that's just in terms of just dealing with that Mishnah Lamelech's kasha. So again, that's the kasha that you could, meaning that when you have a nazir with a mitzayra, his status of naziris is lower level. Right, so Avne Meluim was assuming, his yisoid is he's assuming it's based on this chakira.
Rambam is based on the chakira.
You think the kedusha of the nazir went down, not that the chiyuv went down, the kedusha went
down. Yeah, I think so. I think the Avne Meluim in the tshuva, he connects both of those issues. That the Gemara in Yevamos was going through one mahalach of Naziris. And the Rambam held that that's not the pshat of Naziris. And the Rambam held it was machlekes hasugyos, had to understand Naziris, if I remember correctly, that's the way. But Linyanenu, I think that Mela, it resolves the issue that you could have a Rashba over here that, according to the Avne Meluim, that could ignore the fact that it's going against Yeshno B'She'ela, because that is not necessarily the case. Okay. But if you remember, Rabbi, say last week we introduced another Mahalach in the Sugya that didn't accept necessarily the premise of the Rashba, and that was the premise of the Nemukah Yosef. The Nemukah Yosef brought down a yisoid, and I said that it's already apparent in the Or Sameach that it could be that the din of Esei Deichalois Esei doesn't always apply. And over here, since this is what? A cheftz in Isser Cheftza, and you don't, and it would come out according to this yisoid of the Nemukah Yosef / Or Sameach, you would not necessarily say by Isur Macholos Asuris, if you understand that they're all Isur Cheftza. So then perhaps you wouldn't say Esei Decha Lois Esei by them, because when you have a din in the Esei in the Gavra and you have a Lois Esei in the Cheftza, so then you don't say Esei Decha Lois Esei. That was the Yisoid of the Nemukah Yosef, that you can't apply Esei Decha Lois Esei because Nidarim are Yisuri Cheftza. Again, the Nemukah Yosef is talking about Nidarim. That's, everyone agrees that a Neder is an Yisuri Cheftza. That's the Gemara in Daf Beis. Whether or not you're going to extrapolate that to other Isurim might be, you don't necessarily have to say that. Meaning, and I'm prefacing that for the following reason. The Stipler, when he introduces this idea of the Nemukah Yosef, he asks the following question, and it's a very geshmak achap, and it's very yesodistic. Stipler says, so why didn't the Rashba say it like this? So the Stipler's yesod is that the machlekas that we have between the Nemukah Yosef and the Rashba is actually the Rashba l'shitaso. And listen to this. There is a fundamental question that comes up in the Sugyas and Nedarim and in the Rishonim and Nedarim. And the first place it came up, I didn't speak about it. I said I'm going to hold off till the second parak, and I'll talk about it now. Is the Ritva and Daf Beis and Mebeis. There's a fundamental question. Why is it that you have the ability to be matvis only on a Davar HaNadar and not a Davar HaAsar? What's the reason? What's the rationale based on that? So we've discussed what the definition of Davar HaNadar is, what the definition of Davar HaAsar is, but why is there a difference between the two? So the Ritva gives a rationale. And the Ritva says the reason is because a Nedar is an Isser Cheftza. So what's the implication? What does that mean? What are the rest of the Isuri Torah? The rest of the Isuri Torah are not halachic principles that emanate from a milo or a characteristic of the object, but it's rather just Isurim and the Gavra and the way that they relate to the individual, right? That's a regular Isuri Torah, are Isuri Gavra. So Mela says the Ritva, if you want to be matfis on a davar, it has to be something that there's a halacha that pertains to the chefza, that the halacha that pertains to the chefza, right? Yeah.
What about like items that are like truma the maitras, like truma? That you can't eat truma, or
the item. So that's part of what the Or Sameach discusses there. What's the nature of tevel and of truma? So you're saying because those things have kedusha, so maybe you would say you would right. But I don't know why, you know, other than hekt. It sounds like the Ritva is saying other than hektish and nedarim that are endowed kedusha as opposed to the Torah assering it. I think that those would be Suri Gavra also. That I have to relate with it. I have to relate to it with a certain level of Kedusha and give it to the Kohen. But not necessarily that it's something that necessarily is coming from a Maila of the Cheftza itself. However, if you look at the Rashba, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Nedarim, the Rashba in Shuvis writes, and this is a fascinating idea, and Rav Shechter likes to quote this often. The Rashba writes, what's the din if I take a neder on nevelus, right? We're in the middle of the sugi, Rabbi Yisai, of what? Nedarim chalam al dvar mitzvah, right? You ever find it interesting? Why are all the examples of nedarim chalam al dvar mitzvah, what? Positive commandments. Lulav, sukkah, tefillin. What about nevela? Can a neder be chal on a nevela?
Like an addition to...
Right. So says the Rashba, it can't. Because the Nevela is already Usr B'Isr Cheftza, and you can't add an additional Isr Cheftza onto that Cheftza. Right? So the Rashba in that Kasha is assuming what? That all Isurei Torah are what? Are Isurei Cheftza. Against who? The Ritva / Nimuki Yosef, they're always in the same camp. I think the Nimuki Yosef says like the Ritva, I think the Tipler points out. Who holds what? No, the goof of the distinction that the Gemara brought between Davar Anadar and Davar Aser is how you relate to the Torah's Yisurim. Rabbi said, this is a fundamental debate amongst the Rishonim. What does Nevelus mean? Does that mean that there's actually something that's now related to that item, that it's inherently problematic? Or is it just that, like, no, for me to ingest that is something that the Torah said is going to be an issue? So that, says the Stipler, is actually the machlekes between who? Between the Rashba and the Nimukiyos. Zok the Stipler, it's geshmak. Our sug is geshmak. Why did the Rashba say like the Nimukiyos? You can't say asay doicha lois asay. Because why? Because you don't say asay doicha lois asay by what? By Yisuri Cheftza. When you have a mitzvah on the Gavra. The Rashba can't say that. Because the Rashba sees asay doicha lois asay in Kol HaTorah Kula, in all of Shas. And the Rashba himself holds what? That what? Lois asay is our Yisuri Cheftza. And that's why the Rashba holds you can't have a neder. That's chal on Yisuri Cheftza. So the Rashba in the Dorim Adav Tezayinim Adbeiz was Lishitoso in the Chuvis of why he held, and what he writes in Shulchan Aruch of why he held in the Dorim can't be Chal on an Isser. Because he holds that there are all Yisuri Cheftza. Mashen can according to the Muki Yosef and the Ritva. That kol yisurei Torah are what? Where should we relate to them that what? That the gavra can't do it. But inherently, fundamentally, there's nothing going on with that item. And the unique entities that have something that are klape the cheftza are what? Are nedarim and hekdish. Then what? Then we can answer our question. You can't say esei derecha lois esei. You can't say esei derecha lois esei because it's a neder. And a neder is a cheftza. A neder is something that emanates from the cheftza, and therefore, by this type of essay, der chalais essay, we don't say it. But in kol haTorah kula, I say essay der chalais essay as it pertains to the gavra. Very, very, it works out l'shitasam very, very nicely. So the shaila is, the Shara Melech raises the shaila, if you look at the Rambam in our sugya, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, the Rambam tells you something very fascinating. The Rambam writes, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, how do you find this in here? I can never find it.
Page Zion.
I can't find the section. That's my problem.
The Mishpat.
Oh, here we go. Page Zion.
Page
okay,
Zion,
great.
Talk
to Rambam. Ketzad cholam anadarim al dvar mitzvah k'divir yishos. Harumar arei matzav leil pesach asura olav arei yeshiva sukkah b'chazak sukkah asura olav arei tefillin asuras b'netil olav arei elu asur olav im ochol yashav ol not ol loike. Imagine a guy who took yasir his sukkah and then he wants to sit in his sukkah first night of sukkahs, he gets malchus for such a thing. Right? So the Shar HaMelech asks the kasha, why? Why does he get malchus? Why do you say esei deicha lois esei? So you're going to tell me like the Rashba, ain esei deicha lois esei ve esei? So I have a question for you guys, Rabbi Yisai. When you say ain esei deicha lois esei ve esei, do you get malchus if you violate it? What do you think? Ain esei deicha lois esei ve esei. And you didn't listen to the Rabba. You did it. Ram is telling you a big yisoy, no? Ram is telling you violate a lot. Is that poshut? Yesh lachkor. When I tell you es ein asay doicha lois asay ve esay, does that mean that it's aser? Or does that mean that no, there's no tchi at all over here? Like Benji's saying, you violated the life, so avad you get malchus. Reb Kiva Eger points out that this is a running machlokes between Tosis and Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph and Tosis and Chulin on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, the Rivoz Shita. There's a Yisoidis stick of machlokes. It's kedai to remember. Tosis and Kiddushin says the following. Noshim are pturos from a mitzvah sesei shazman grama, a time-bound mitzvah. So Tosis says, we're not allowed to be sarif kodshim on yontif. Right? What kachim that become possible? You're not allowed to burn them, right? Why? Because Mar says, Ein asay deichaloy sesay ve'esay. So ask Tosis Akasha, why? Because Yontif has an essay, Shabboson. So ask Tosis Akasha, 1 second. But Noshim don't have Shabboson. They don't have a mitzvah essay. It's a mitzvah sesay shazman grama. So why don't we ask the woman to burn all the kachim on Yontif? That's Tosis Akasha. Because for woman, it will be what? Essay deichaloy sesay. It'll just be the mitzvah of Sreifas Kodshim to be deicha the lois asay of not doing malacha on yontif. A regular person, that's ein asay deicha lois asay ve'esay because he also has an essay to keep yontif of Shabbos. So why don't you tell the woman to burn the kodshim on yontif to say asay deicha lois asay? So says Tosfos in Kiddushin adat lamed adam and aleph. No, not so fast. When you have a din of ein asay deicha lois asay ve'esay, you don't look at every particular case and decide is there a lois asay, is there not an essay. Tosis coins the term, it's called a lav olin. There's an alim to the alimus to the lav. It's a strong lav. A strong lav that has no koach to be doiche. So mamela, whether it's an ish, whether it's an isha, so you're never going to be override such an isher, and you're always going to have a lav that's going to exist. The essay has no koach to be doiche such a lav. That's what Tosis in Kedushin says. Whereas Tosis in Chulin Adaf Kup Malav says, no, if a person actually violates the lav, you're a doicha the lav. Essay doicha still applies, but you know why it's still usr? Because we apply the principle of ein asei deich asei. Mayome hayase mahayase. That's the reason ein asei deich alois asei. The essay is. Meaning Rabbi Kiva Eger points out there's a fundamental machloikas between the Rishonim. Why is ein asei deich alois asei the essay? Is it because, no, there's no way, the essay can't move. It's a block. There's no tchia given on this lav. It's a lav alimta. It's so strong. And even in cases where the essay doesn't apply, it's not going to be able to go. There was no tchia that was given and granted in this type of situation. Is that the reason? Or is the reason, no. In a chanami, the lav is taken care of. We apply the din of essay de chaloise. We bifurcate. We say there's a lois essay and there's an essay. Klapi, the lois essay, the essay can take care of it. But klapi, the essay, then you have it, you're stuck. You say, my ome, hi essay, my hi essay. What's the nafkamina, Zucker, Kiveger?
There's not a direct contradiction between the essay and the essay.
Why not?
Because you have an essay.
You have an essay that's telling you yes, and then. And then you have an essay not to be Shomer Shabbos, not to be Seraphit. That's the reason of the Gemara. So they cancel each other out. It's my own, my high essay, my high essay. This essay tells you yes, this essay tells you no, so then you're stuck.
In general,
the Gemara says in Psachim and Daf Nun Tes, my own, my high essay, my high essay. You can't be Doich. We're stuck. So Rabbi said, what's the Nafkamina? Dr. Kiveg, and Nafkamina is Malkus. What happens if a person did it? Zok to Sharamelach, you see that the Rambam in the Darim in Gimel Vav seemed to paskin like what? Against the revolt, like the Taisus in Kedushin on Lamed Aled. That seems to be the right. That's what the Sharamelach says. Raboisai, the Mchilas Kavod, I don't think that there's a riot to the Rambam like that. First of all, just intuitively, that's not the only Pshat in our Gemara. Maybe the Rambam held up in Muki Yosef. Maybe the Rambam didn't hold fun. This is all assuming what? That the reason why you don't say essay dechalois essay over here is because of the Rashba. It's because it's a lava essay. Maybe the Rambam held and went down the root of the Nebuki Yosef. And the reason is because over here is because the Dharma are Yisuri Chavtza. You don't say essay dechalois essay by Yisuri Chavtza. And then Rabbi Isaiah found the Rambam Perish Mishnayis. Kimat sounds like it. Turn to the Rambam Perish Mishnayis on our Rambam, on our Gemara.
Is that later or earlier?
In this thing, it's also Zion. Wow. So it's a little bit earlier. Actually, in your Ozo Hadars, you have two versions. So the nicer version is right before. Sorry, it's right before the Tosus Rid, which is right before that. You got it? No, you don't have it? Can I read you the Lashon?
Yeah.
Benedarim Aser. One second, where am I reading? Right, Benedarim Aser is a Dvar Mitzvah. Why? Lefi Shuhu Aser Guf HaDavar Shelo Yiskayim HaMitzvah Ela Beheyuso Davar Mutter Konchi Yeser Sukkah Zu Alav Shechazer Yeshivas Avera. One second. Right, listen to this lashon. Lefishu aser. Why is in the darim aser by a dvar mitzvah? Lefishu aser guf hadavar shelo yiskayim hamitzvah ela biyoso davar mutter kigon sheyeser sukkah zu alav shechazri yeshivas aver shein yano ze ba kemo mishelo yimtzav lela pesach alamatz sheyasur alav ba'achila. The mitzvah is once you aser the cheftza, so the mitzvah is not given to be deicha. It sounds like the Rambam is not saying because of a technicality over here, because of anesed deicha leisevaseh, but over here because you're using now an object of an iser to now be mekayim the mitzvah, and that sounds like more formulated of like the Nemuki Yosef's analysis. of to apply the din of esed dechalisa by an object that would be aser would be problematic. So whether or not you have a raya from the Rambam and Perish Mishnah is not beferish, but there's no raya that the Rambam was necessarily machriya in this big machlekes, because there's another option to how to understand our Gemara based on the yisoid of the Nemuki Yosef. Yeah, Adam.
That's, I guess, the previous point against the Nemuki Yosef and the Ritzvah.
Yeah.
Back more on the Ritzvah part.
Yeah.
Back on the Sugya on the Bechor, is that kind of, I wasn't here for the Shishir on the Bechor part, does that help the Bechor situation at all, the Ritzvah? On why it could be a basis to Bechor? Because if it's hektish, and it's more of a Zavar, and it's more on the Chetza, not on the Gavra.
Again, the Gemara said, right, the Gemara had a machlekes tanoim. Fatfasa works on a b'chor. Right? On daf yud beis.
Yeah. Where you give them
an So the Gemara raises the shayla. Aye, it's me'elef u'kaddish. The Gemara says, Amar Kral Lashem L'Rabbas Dover Aser. See, what do you want to say? You want to say that Bechor is again. That's dealing with it. Meaning, Bechor clearly has kedusha.
Yeah,
the question over here is that whether or not, meaning another element of Davar Anadar, the Ritva is not the full story. Another element of Davar Anadar is that you have to be the one who endows the Kedusha. Okay. So that's a little bit of a complication. The Ritva is just arguing why is that off the bat a Davar Asr can't be Shaykh to Hatvasa. So he's saying because there's no Chefza there. Now within Isuri Chefza, it has to be through something, some sort of hisnab. Okay, so that's just in terms of that question and that sugya. Very yisodistic an issue. There is another answer that the Shaar HaMelech brings, which is another yisod in Esed Dechalitza, which is kedai to say that the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Kuf discusses machlokes tanoim if you mix up the karbonos into a cup of blood, and one of the karbonos that you have is a matan arba that you have to give, put it on four kronos, and one of them is a matan echad or a matan shnayim, right? So the Gemara says, so what do you do? You don't know which one to do, right? You got it mixed up. So do you do more or do you do less? So the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, should you do more or should you do less? Because on the one hand you could say that I should do less because I don't want to violate Baal Tosif. That's what the Gemara says. So what's the other alternative, the other option to say that even though you're gonna do more I, but it's gonna be Baal Tosif. So the Rashi there explains because he's gonna say Esei Dechalos Esei, because it's a mitzvah of Matan Dam. So Tosif is there in Erev and Daf Kuf. It's kadai to remember this. You say this to the Tosif. That answers a lot of kashas. You know, like you always have that kasha of like on many sugyas. Like why don't you? You ever have that, like, you know, you're learning a sugya, like, I don't get it. Like, just say Esed Dechalos Esei, you know? Can you just, like, throw that around? And, like, what are the parameters of saying Esed Dechalos Esei? So this Tosis in Erev and Daf Kuf is very fundamental for that type of kasha. Like, why don't we say, you know, take this guy and take this matzav and just say Esed Dechalos Esei, you know? Always is that, whenever I learned the principle of Esed Dechalos Esei, I never understood, like, why don't you just...
Is there also about Tiber, I guess, involved there also?
Into the sugya and Daf Kuf.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the Rav Lazar Rav Yeshua, what?
The opposite end of it.
Right? Yeah, that's part of Machlokes. So Tosis there says, so what's the reason that Rabbi Elazar didn't accept this approach? Rabbi Yeshua didn't accept this approach? It says, Ein oimrim esei doichalois asei al yedei pshia. You were negligent? You created this scenario? You did something wrong? Now you want the Torah to now say esei doichalois asei? We don't say esei doichalois asei al yedei pshia. Okay? That's the yisoid of Tosis and Daf Kuf. So the Avda Meluim points out that, okay, very interesting, but it seems like the Rashba and the Nedarim, Adaf Tezayin, disagrees with that. Because there anyone who's asking in our sugya of a guy who took a neder to Aser, a sukkah, and he created this matzav, that you say the din of Esei Dechalois Asei, so why is that any different than the principle of Tosis of Ein Esei Dechalois Asei Al Yidei Pshia? Right, again, Tosis says you mixed up the blood, it was your goof, so you don't apply the principle of Esei Dechalois Asei. The Rashba is saying you take a neder and you're assering the what? The sukkah. So why don't we say Esei Dechalois Asei Sukkamash? Well, in the Rashba, Ein Esei Dechalois Asei V'Esei. But in the Havamina, he had no problem applying the principle of Esei Doiche Lois Asei. Right? So you see from the Rashba, L'Choira, that the Rashba holds that we're Amrinon Esei Doiche Lois Asei, even Al Yidei Pshia, unlike that the Yesodis Dekatisis in Erevin. So these are just a few of the important Ma'ar Mekoymis that come out of our sugya, and in terms of the sugya and Yevamos Daf Hey, how to work this out, and a lot of Yontif Torah comes out of this sugya in terms of Esei Dechalois Asei and all these things. So it's kedai to remember this Rashba in Yevamos Tes Zayin connects to a lot of different shitas, a lot of different sugyas, and that fundamental machlokes between the Bali HaTosis in Kiddushin Lamed Daled and the Riva in Chulin Kufnei Malach.
Shkayach.